This is GQDN for Tuesday, March 24th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes, including Questworthy. If you put in the promo code Quest, you get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a little bit of Nintendo news. Games are doing pretty well, and so is Steam. But we begin today with the race to world first. And right now, only one team has downed one boss, and that is Melee Mechanics. They're 1 out of 9 right now because they beat the Imperator Everzan, and it took 6 pulls to do it. The early shift took 12 pulls, and right now that is down to 25.16%, and the floor inspectors are at 92.35%. The heavy hitters haven't started yet. We might see them tomorrow on the list in the top 3. Stay tuned. But now we get to some other news. That includes Fortnite, because the Epic Games layoffs are at 1,000 employees, and Epic is blaming the downturn of the game. So there was a message that was shared to the staff this morning, and the Epic Games boss, Tim Sweeney, said the company was, quote, spending significantly more than we're making, end quote, which means they had to make some cuts to keep the company funded. And this comes 1 week after the new Battle Royale season started, and 2 weeks after the company did raise the price of the V-Bucks, which is an in-game currency. So here's what Sweeney did say, quote, today we're laying off 1,000 Epic employees. I'm sorry we're here again. The downturn in Fortnite engagement that started in 2025 means we're spending significantly more than we're making, and we have to make major cuts to keep the company funded, end quote. And that's because the layoffs are being accompanied by about $500 million of cost savings, and that's in contracting with marketing while hiring some roles will stop. Further quote, some of the challenges we're facing are industry-wide challenges, end quote. But that's because of the slower growth and some weakening spending with some tougher costs in the economics. And Sweeney did say that the current consoles were selling less than the last generation. It did note that the games were increasingly competing for time against other forms of entertainment. Further quote, and some of our challenges are unique to Epic. Despite Fortnite remaining one of the most successful games in the world, we have had challenges delivering consistent Fortnite magic with every season. We're only in the early stages of returning to mobile and optimizing Fortnite for the world's billions of smartphones. And in being in the industry's vanguard, we have taken a lot of bullets, and a battle is only the early days of paying off for ourselves and all developers, end quote. So 1,000 people got laid off. Sometimes that happens when one company acquires another. Gamatsu.com said that Behavior Interactive has acquired the Fun Pips. Now, Dead by Daylight is made by Behavior Interactive, and they acquired Fun Pimps, which makes 7 Days to Die. So, the co-founder of the Fun Pips, co-founder Richard Hunick, did provide a statement. I'll get some of it. Quote, hello everyone, Richard here, the co-founder of the Fun Pips. We have some very exciting news to share. When we started the Fun Pips, we had one simple goal, make games that we want to play, but we never imagined where that would lead. 7 Days to Die, a game we cooked up on Thanksgiving 2012, has sold more than 20 million copies. The company has grown from 2 brothers to a team of 70 talented people. And most importantly, we're surrounded by the most passionate community in gaming, and it's been a privilege to work for you. 7 Days has come far, but it's all where we want it to be. And there are so many amazing things we still want to add in the game. But a dream this big cannot be achieved alone. The path forward has become clear that we needed to find the right partner. Luckily, our success has given us the freedom to be selective in the process. That is why we couldn't be happier to announce that the Fun Pips are joining Behavior Interactive. Like the Fun Pimps, Behavior are obsessed with horror. While they are best known for Dead by Daylight, they also have Red Hook Studios' amazing Darkest Dungeon series. We're honored to have 7 days to stand beside those two iconic horror franchises. We understand that some of you may have concerns about this change, but for us, this is about getting the support and resources needed to tackle our most ambitious ideas and deliver with a partner that looks forward as much as we do, end quote. So what could happen? Well, we'll keep our eyes on that one, just like we got our eyes on this. GamesHub.com said that the Nintendo Switch 2 production has been cut by 30%. Bloomberg has the real story, and that's where they're getting it from. But it more goes to the reason why, and that is because of the weak American holiday sales and softer demand. And that is why the cut is being made, because all that underperformed in the November to December 25 was down about 35%. And that's compared to the original Switch performance at the same period during the 2017 launch. And people did react to this, because the Nintendo shares in Tokyo fell as much as 6.3%. And that's the steepest drop since early February. So what's going to happen with everything else, including the future? Well, Nintendo does seem confident in the long-term prospects. And the company is analyzing the slowdown, but they did not give an official comment on the Bloomberg report. And insiders did say the production is a prudent move to match the current demand. Now, for gamers, this would say that things should remain stable without major shortages, though it might give a more cautious approach to pricing and software support within the next few months. But we got a little bit more on the corporate side, because GameSpot thinks that maybe the Xbox prices could go down a bit. And that's because, as well you know, as what we all know, there's a new CEO for Xbox, Asha Sharma. And Ms. Sharma did report some of her ambitions, because she wants to make consoles and products like Game Pass to be more enticing. So because of that, she might look at revamping the pricing models to Game Pass. Now, as we know, Microsoft did raise the Game Pass prices by 50% to $30 a month. And Game Pass Premium costs about $15 per month. And Game Pass Essentials, $10 per month. PC Game Pass costs $16.50 per month. Now, the same report for the Netflix CEO, Greg Peters, did say that he and Sharma did, quote, kick around ideas, end quote, for how Netflix and Xbox could work together on the subscription bundles. But nothing has been confirmed. Here's what he said, quote, you would have to do it in a way that works for the consumer and works for both companies. And frankly, I think Microsoft is still trying to figure out how to make the Game Pass bundle work for Microsoft. But I like about Asha's thinking is it's all about how do we do more. And it's already been exciting to watch. End quote. We shall see, we shall see. Speaking of Microsoft, if you do have Windows 11, according to PC Gamer, the Copilot entry points will be reduced, because they are working on removing some of the requirements to log in on a Microsoft account. Now, there's no timeline for this, but when an update will come for it. But we shall indeed see what happens. Now we go to the Esports Corner. NHLTV.org, well, they're at the Cologne Major. And here are some of the updates. HLTV.org got up on X and said, quote, Tricked, Sand Passion, UA packing from BC, Game Masters Championships. So Passion's out, and Passion is in last place. And OG lost as well to the Inner Circle. That was 13-10, so that is indeed going on. Now we get to some, well, maybe some good stuff, because PC Games N again said that Steam isn't slowing down at all. Nope, because they have, in 2026, another record for the concurrent users. Yes, they did. And that is mainly because of Epic being available to the players as well. And Steam is taking that as a competitor to their platform. When that happens, he who lowers the price gets more people. And that's what they've done. So that's why they've got more people there on Steam. Well, one of the reasons, because Epic is doing their best to be a competitor. So what could be on the platforms? Crimson Desert. WCCF Tech said they sold 3 million units. Yeah, less than a week. Yeah. And that is mainly due to the pre-orders. And the pre-release hype did not diminish, even though the reviews affected the stock. The stock went down 30% on Thursday, 10% on Friday, and almost 3% today. And that shows up the writing. But that has gone up because the game right now is sitting at around 80% of positive reviews on Steam. Now, Pearl Abyss is the ones that made the game. And the reason why the stock went down a bit is because of some things that were going around with the company, like AI, some reports of development issues, and the game not even running on an Intel Arc GPU at launch. Still sold about 80% of people. That's a positive report. And 3 million units. Well done. If you like Pokemon, the Champions released on Switch 2 in 2 weeks. But the Battle Pass will be there as well. Via GameTradar.com. And Pokemon Champions now has a free Switch 2 update with the new release date. And that'll be April 8th on Nintendo Switch. The mobile versions will launch, or launch date is not known just yet. But it'll be there soon. And Pokemon Champions is a modern-day answer to the Pokemon Stadium. This is going to be a PvP hub with some turn-based battles. So good luck with that one. And while you're doing that, MMO Champion said that the World of Warcraft Midnight now has a music video. It's called A Place to Call Home. It is on the World of Warcraft YouTube channel. It's about 2 minutes long, and it looks pretty good, I have to say. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2026. All rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.